Andrew.
I won't keep you long. Have you got your shoes on?
Yeah, back on, just.
It was a big chase, I guess, wasn't it? What about conditions wise? Did you think that you probably had the worst of it because the ball skidded on a bit when the rain came, or did that make much of a difference?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a pitch that was a little bit tacky, obviously, after being under covers all day yesterday, and it was a little bit stoppy, and I think probably 160 was probably about 10-15 above par, and it felt like we kept taking wickets, but their way is to keep going hard, isn't it? And 160 was probably above par for us, and we wanted to keep them down a little bit, just a couple of loose balls probably towards the back end. I think probably the last 10 went for a fair few, but yeah, obviously disappointing, but ultimately we didn't bat our best either. I think it hasn't quite clicked the last couple of games, but I think going back to what's worked so successfully throughout the competition is definitely in order for the last game.
What was the change of innings? Like you said, it was probably 10 or 15 more than you'd hope, but do you think it was gettable?
Yeah, certainly. It probably wasn't an absolute road, but it was still a pretty good surface. Obviously, the outfield was a little bit slow and a little bit bigger than we were used to. So that sort of meant we had to focus on running a little bit more and hitting the pockets hard. Probably didn't do that as well as we could have. But we set a good platform. I think Atta and Phoebe set a really nice platform for us, and then just cost those few wickets, and then the surge was to try and... We took it to try and sort of move things along quite quickly, but ultimately lost three wickets in there, and then you're battling uphill to obviously try and turn that around.
The good thing is you've got a game to come, but the bad news is you may have got yourself a chance of posting a final. Is that how it's viewed at the moment?
Yeah, look, there's obviously a lot going on with like who's winning and the connotations for finals and things like that, but we talked yesterday about not focusing on that too much. We've got to do our job. Every game as it comes, and if you focus too much on what's going on around you, sometimes that can take away from you. So we've got one more game on Sunday, obviously going back to Sydney playing the SCG, which will be really cool. So yeah, it's all about how we can win that game, and where we finish is where we finish, and we can't control that too much now.
The fate's in your own hands, isn't it? You just have to go out there and win on Sunday. That's simple as that.
Yeah, I think so. Like obviously I think there's a chance even if we lose that we go through. But yeah, we want to. If we are in finals, obviously we want to take a bit of momentum into it, and I think there's still a chance we can finish second, which will be a really nice thing to obviously stay in Sydney to host those games.
And for you personally, two more games, regardless of what happens. Like, if you get to a final, you're not going to be there anyway, are you? Because you have to be in India. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I'd miss the grand final if we made it. Obviously, we're going to have to play pretty well to make it. But that was always the case. It's just the case for every English player that came over, and everyone knew that before the comp.
Yeah. All right. Lovely. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.